Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Our Galactic Family Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the fifth lesson of the Ascension Project, Living in Harmony in Our New Reality. The intention for this lesson is to teach you a practice to help you allow your own divinity to be expressed through your physical body. Now, I want to spend some time and talk to you about our soul and what exactly our own divinity is. Now, when I'm talking about our divinity, I'm talking about that part of our soul that is the truest, purest expression of who and what we really are. Now, I believe we're all here on Earth to allow that part of us to be expressed through our physical body. It's through learning how to allow our divinity to be expressed through our physical body that we become graduate souls. And eventually, if we choose it, go to that place that many old souls call home. I'd like to touch on an older concept that I shared during the Sing Your Soul Song class. This concept was taught to me by a group of three ETs who introduced themselves to me as the Z's. They introduced me to a concept to describe what our soul really is and how we can sing our soul song. Now, they described our soul song as basically just being your true authentic self. I now believe they were guiding me towards learning how to let my own divinity be expressed through my physical body. Now, the way they described our soul was first that if I was to draw one small circle, and this circle would represent my human self, the version of me that I am in my physical reality. And then if I were to draw another circle outside of the first circle, this circle would represent what they called my soul self. You may prefer to call it your higher self or your higher mind. Now, these two parts of our soul have a special relationship. They are a lot like a loving parent and a child. The soul self would be the parent, and the human self would be the child. And it is the role of the soul self to guide our human self through our life, through creating for us life experiences that will help us live a life where we are in harmony, so that we can learn to allow our own divinity to be expressed through our physical body. Now, all of these different parts of us make up all that we are. In order to allow our own divinity to be expressed through our physical body and allow us the opportunity to participate in creating a reality together where we're all in harmony, we first need to learn how to be in harmony with who we are. By learning how to be in harmony with our Earth and with Source, and allowing these energies to nurture you, love you, and flow through you, you are starting a process of learning how to be in harmony with who you are as a human. And through doing this work, you are starting a process to allow your own divinity to be expressed through your physical body a little bit at a time. Now, I'd like to introduce you to a meditation that is built around the same movements that you've been doing during the previous lessons. Now that you have an understanding of how to connect and be in harmony with the Earth and with the Source, we're going to take it one step further and allow your own divinity to be expressed through your physical body and create harmony in your body and harmony in your lives. I'd like to spend about 15 minutes with you now and share with you the original message that the Z's shared with me to help me understand two of the different components of our soul.
We wish to speak to you of integrating the other aspects of your soul into your current reality as you take steps to discover who you are as a human. Don't be surprised to find that you also discover parts of who you are as a soul as well. As the goal is to create harmony between the two and to integrate both aspects that create who you are and to allow seamless communication between the two, allowing you to understand what your soul's song is. The integration period follows your awakening period. And for many, you are jarred awake quite suddenly, catching you off guard in a lot of cases. It's important that after the awakening stage, that you allow your human body time to rest and integrate with your soul body. Your soul self is like the parent, teaching and guiding your human self, which in this scenario is the child. Now, there are things children are not ready to learn about when they're at a certain stage of their development, especially in their vulnerable years. And that's where a lot of you are at in this moment. You are at the stage of your development when there's a lot you're not ready to know about. We know that you say you're ready to know it all, but your human self is still but a child. And your soul self needs time to teach your human self many lessons. And this is what the integration period entails. Many of you will go through an initiation period as you learn to listen to your soul self. You can call this your higher self if you prefer. Now, the communication between your soul self and human self may in fact seem very sporadic, even chaotic to some of you, as the events that unfold in your life may seem very painful, as your soul self attempts to teach your human self some important life lessons designed to keep you on the right path, to enable you to understand what your soul's song is. Your human mind can be very stubborn, as it attempts to analyze things it can't yet comprehend. And for many, you just end up making things worse. And a lot of you go through a period of pain and suffering, as your soul self attempts to teach your human self what you're here to do. Many of you will fight this entire process, as your human self will naturally try to cling on to what it believes the truth is. It's natural that some of you will kick and scream and throw these hissy fits as your soul self attempts to guide and communicate with you and get you to go where you're supposed to go. And more importantly, get you to do what you're supposed to do. Your soul self is patient, but also understands that your time is limited to get your human self to sing your soul's song. And sometimes, for those who are especially stubborn, you will end up losing much in your lives when you won't listen to the wisdom of your soul self. To integrate your human self with your soul self requires you to listen to your feelings. This sounds easy in theory, but harder than most of you will admit. As many of you get lost in your wounded past and only listen to those feelings that keep you stuck in the pain of your past. Those are not the feelings we speak of at this time. Instead, to listen to your soul self, we encourage you to listen to those feelings that light you up inside. To learn to listen to your heart more and what makes you feel happy and free. Those are the feelings we want you to listen to. In those briefest of moments when you allow yourself to feel happy and free, that's all your soul needs to impart volumes of information to your human self. It may take your human self days, weeks, months, even years in some cases, to compute and comprehend all the information that was being shared. What do we mean by all this? Well, we mean if you focus on those moments of happiness and freedom, that is the doorway to allow your soul self to communicate with your human self. Don't expect it to all make sense, at least not at first, as it's common for an overload of information if you're a novice at this. And just opening up to this communication with your soul self. The integration period of your soul self with your human self involves the healing of your wounded past human self. In order for you to create harmony and have clear and concise communication between the two parts of yourself, understanding your wounds will assist you in dissolving the attachments you have created to your wounded human self. That part of you that is still living in your past. Let's elaborate for a moment. Many of you try to convince yourselves that what your wounded self wants to have happen is your intuition or a message from your soul self. And you find yourselves getting frustrated and angry when what you perceive as visions and intuition of what is supposed to happen doesn't happen at all. Because you were so sure this was your soul self guiding you, this is where many of you create the blocks that stop you from even wanting to talk to your soul self. Because you may feel like you've been misled or even lied to. You haven't been lied to, and you haven't been misled by your soul self. But it is, in fact, your wounded human self that is misleading you into believing something that isn't true. If you learn to understand the difference as to when your human self is speaking to you and when you are in fact hearing the voice of your soul self, then your soul self can assist you in removing the blocks and the limitations you have placed on yourself. We know it will take time to understand the difference between these two parts of yourself. As we stated before, listen to your feelings. We should say that your soul self will use emotions and feelings that light you up inside. And for many, your wounded human self will be living in the past, focusing on the pain and the suffering. The negative experiences. Now it's important to understand that your human self, while part of a larger being, will in fact have different needs, desires, and wants as its own separate identity from your soul self. It's our intention to assist you in creating a dialogue with both of these aspects of yourself to enable you to strengthen the connection between the two. We want to take this one step further with you all and share with you our understanding of how you can better understand your soul self while you're in your physical reality. We must first say that for a lot of you, your belief system of what exactly your soul is may be challenged. We have been discussing with you two parts of yourself, two aspects, two components of what would make up your soul. What we would call the whole you, or your whole soul, if you will. The first component is what we have been calling your human self. Now imagine a circle in your mind's eye. Now this circle represents your human self. Now for a lot of you, you may only believe there is this one physical reality, the one that you're currently experiencing. But the truth is, there are many versions of you, of your human self, having different lives, different experiences, in what you would perceive to be a parallel reality. So now take that circle and divide it into a few different pieces. And each one of these pieces represents another part of this human part of your soul. And each one of these pieces is another you that exists in an alternate reality. And all of this makes up this part, this component of your human self. Now, draw another circle outside this part of your human self. Now, this circle represents what we have been calling your soul self. Some of you may call this your higher self, this part of you that knows everything. Now, how does this soul self know everything? It knows what will happen, what could happen, and all the different possible outcomes, because there is another you, your human self, that is living out these alternate choices, timelines, and possibilities. And your soul self is in direct communication with all these different yous. And it is the aim of this soul self, what we have described as the parent in the relationship between these two parts of yourself, to guide you and help you take the simplest, gentlest road possible in order for you to achieve and experience everything that you have decided to achieve and experience before you incarnated in this reality. It's our hope that you now have a clearer understanding of the human and soul self. Of course, the complete model of your soul and all that you are is far more complex and has many more layers, but we feel this is a good place to start. To clarify, what your soul self is attempting to do throughout your life is to give you the best experience possible by pointing you in the right direction. But in order for that to happen, you need to do your part by healing your wounded past version of your human self and learn to listen to your soul self by following the feelings your soul self is revealing to you. Remember, those are the feelings that light you up inside. Those are the feelings that make you feel happy and free. And understanding that your soul self is only giving to you what your human self is ready for, what it can handle and accept. Because your human self, remember, is very much like that small, innocent child. and is still in a very fragile state. So we must go slow. Now, what do we mean by following the feelings of your soul self, the feelings it's revealing to you? We are speaking to you of how your soul self will invoke feelings of excitement and passion to you to get you interested in something that's important, something that might help you sing your soul's song. This is intended to motivate you, gently push you in the right direction, a direction you need to go. Follow those passions in your life and pursue what you're excited about, and watch as more of the puzzle of your soul's song is revealed to you.
In a moment, I'm going to be walking you through a meditation practice built around the same movements you have been doing in the previous lessons. This meditation will be slightly different, as the purpose and the intention is going to be to help you connect and allow your own divinity to be expressed through your physical body. I'd like to invite you now to stand up, making sure you have enough room to do the movements. And in a moment, the screen is going to change, and you'll see me there standing, guiding you through the meditation. Just like before, I will be doing all the movements with you and narrating the whole thing as we go along. I'll see you there.
I invite you to stand up straight and rest your hands over your heart center. As you gently close your eyes and breathe in through your nose and gently exhaling out through your mouth, I want you to allow your body to relax as you breathe in through your nose and exhaling out through your mouth, finding your own rhythm and your own pace. Just allow your body to relax as you breathe. Thank you.
keeping your eyes closed. I invite you to move your arms so that they're slightly below shoulder height, sensing and feeling the energy as you do. Keeping your palms pointed towards the ground, and then slightly bending your knees. And as you do this, I want you to maintain the same rhythm, the same breath. And I want you to allow the earth to nurture and nourish your physical body as you breathe. Now, keeping your eyes closed, I invite you to move your arms downwards, keeping your palms pointed towards the ground and keeping your knees slightly bent. Just stopping where the energy feels right to you. And as you do this, maintaining the same rhythm in your breath, as you allow the earth to nurture and nourish your physical body, feeding your physical body everything it needs to be healthy, strong, in balance, and in harmony. And just allow your body to experience harmony. Allow every part of your body, from head to toe, to experience harmony. Now, keeping your eyes closed, I invite you to move your arms so that they're in front of you, making sure to keep your palms pointed towards the ground and that your knees are slightly bent, maintaining the same rhythm in your breath as you do. And I want you to allow the earth to continue to nurture and nourish your body as you allow every single part of your body, from head to toe, to receive everything it needs to be healthy, strong, in balance, and in harmony. Keeping your eyes closed, I invite you to move into a receiving position by moving your hands so that your palms are pointed upwards, taking a moment to allow your body to receive from the earth. Now, keeping your eyes closed, gently bringing your hands together so that one hand is resting on top of the other, and then gently pressing your two thumbs together. Taking a moment now to allow your physical body to experience all of the positive effects from being in harmony, as you allow your entire body from head to toe to experience all of the positive changes that are happening from being in harmony. Thank you. We're now going to move our energy, our life force, the river that connects us to source, from our feet all the way into our pineal gland. And as we do this, we're going to open that doorway to source and allow our own divinity to be expressed through our physical body. I invite you now to bring your two hands together, gently pressing your two index fingers together and then your two thumbs, interlocking the rest of your fingers, making sure to keep your index fingers pointed upwards and your thumbs pointed downwards, and then resting your hands comfortably around your stomach. And I invite you to breathe as you move your life force from your feet into your pineal gland, opening that doorway to source. Taking a moment now to breathe and move your life force. I invite you now to create an upside down triangle or pyramid shape with your hands by gently pressing your two thumbs together and then gently pressing the rest of your fingers together, resting your hands around your stomach, making sure to keep your fingers pointed towards the ground. And we're going to spend a few moments allowing our own divinity, this truest expression of our soul, to be expressed through our physical body, allowing this energy to flow through our pineal gland and into our entire body. Taking a moment now to breathe. And as you do, allow your divinity to be expressed and felt through your entire physical body. Thank you. Now, moving into a receiving position by moving your hands so that your palms are pointed upwards. And breathing as you allow your physical body to experience all of the positive effects of allowing your own divinity to be expressed through your body. Now, very gently, bringing your two hands together, resting one hand on top of the other, and then gently pressing your two thumbs together. Taking a moment to allow your physical body to experience all of the positive changes from allowing your own divinity to be expressed and felt throughout your body. It's time to close today's meditation by gently bringing your two hands together and then taking a few moments to express your gratitude and say thank you to the earth, to source, and to your own divinity, and especially to yourself, for showing up today and allowing your body to be in harmony. And when you're ready, gently opening your eyes.